that rocks.
Hey there, good morning. It's 7:12. Brock Hunter.
All right, man. What's up?
Getting it done on a Monday, best we can.
How's your weekend?
It was good. Good. Did a little camping, little social distancing in the great outdoors. So we had a had a good weekend, and it was hot as balls on the one day. But no, we had a nice weekend. And then yesterday, literally did nothing. We got back from the campsite and just lounged, just vegged for the day, which I needed. So,
dude, I probably rode the fastest jet ski I've ever been on this weekend. It scared the hell out of me.
Dude, it's terrifying. Like, they're fun, but also you get one that, like, can haul ass. Yeah.
Dude.
And you fall out of that thing, you're dead.
I get back and I look at the guy who owns it. I'm like, there's no reason for something to go this fast on water.
To be this fast.
You know? I, like, took off right away, and I'm just like, good Lord, man. It was a three-seater. I don't know. It was a Kawasaki, I know. Yeah. It was green, like Miss Lippy's car. And, dude, that thing freaking hauled ass. It did.
How'd Hunter die? Three-seater jet ski is crazy.
He skipped across the water 100 times and eventually broke his neck.
He ended up hitting a wave. It launched him off, and he got sent through the lighthouse on Discordia. It's crazy. It was absolutely nuts. It was nuts.
And there was another thing I saw this weekend for the first time that I've never seen in real life. Leeches.
Oh, really?
I've never seen a leech. And our buddy jumps into his tube because we were kind of floating around at my sister's lake up north. And went, dude, what's that on your leg? What? Oh, my God. It's a leech.
You know they still use leeches in the medical field?
Really?
Sterilized leeches. So they got to be born and like bred in a sterilized, so they're completely sterile. So like, let's say you cut off like part of your finger, you get it sewn back on, they'll use leeches to keep blood flow to the area because it'll suck blood through there. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, to it.
Yeah.
Wow. So, you know, it was a bitch for him to get that thing off too. Like he had to scrape it off with his nail.
We always used to keep them for fishing. You'd go out. I'm pretty sure Grandma and Grandpa would send us out into the water to play at the cabin up north, and then we'd come back in, and then they'd have fresh bait. Like, hey, no, come here, and they'd have a little butter knife, and they'd scrape the leeches off us.
Jeez, dude, it was like immediate too. It's not like he was sitting in there for a while. It's like you're just jumping and.
Yep, he's right there. They'll find you, man. They'll find you. Oh, yeah, we'd come out of the water just ghost white because the leeches just have sucked everything out of us. But that was good bait, though.
They kept asking me, like, why are you just sitting on the jet ski, get in the water? I'm like, I'll stay on top.
So you think about that, too, next time you you whip out your donger to pee in the water, man.
I didn't know if it was a leech or if it was cold, man. I
Oh, this
thing is really tan.
Hey, leech, buy me a drink first, for God's sakes. Yeah. You know, romance me a little bit. You can't just get right to it.
Dude, that's the first thing I thought of. I saw that leech on his knee, dude, and I immediately unzipped and looked. It's like, please, 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 please,
that
please.
Slutty little leech over there.
That's the first, I've gotten in a while.
That leech had some big old DSLs on there. That's what it was.
Damn. All right, just keep going. Just keep going.
That's fine. Make eye contact. Make eye contact. This is terrible. Oh, my God.
All right, that's enough. Too much tea. Too much tea.
Ow. Yeah.
All right, then. Well, I got pleasured by a leech.
Here's some money for a cab ride home. It's nice meeting you. Dear God, we're sorry. Dear God, we are so sorry. All right, let's do your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. Pump
That
Septic. I was just so distracted by that hot leech. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Well, I'd never like starting off with sad news, but this is pretty shocking. Kelly Preston died yesterday after a two-year battle with breast cancer. She was 57 years old. This comes as a huge shock because she kept her diagnosis and treatment private. A statement from the family said, quote, she was a bright, beautiful, and loving soul who cared deeply about others, who brought life into everything she touched. Her family asked for your understanding for their need of privacy at this time. Now, if you're wondering, wait, who's Kelly Preston? That was John Travolta's wife.
Okay.
Yeah, she was in Jerry.
I was wondering that.
She was in a lot of stuff, like Twins, For Love of the Game. But people probably know her most from Jerry Maguire. She was the redhead in Jerry Maguire. So yeah, 57 years old, man, and no idea she was sick because her and her family kept that all private. So definitely way too young and very, very sad. So condolences out to the family. And John made a statement just talking about it and everything like that. So, yep. Tough stuff, dude. That is sad. All right. Well, let's try and cheer up a little bit. How about this? According to a new study from the University of Colorado Boulder, people who smoke weed aren't lazy. That's right, man. We're not lazy, man. Instead, they're more likely to exercise on a regular basis than non-smokers. And not only that, their BMI, their body mass index, is better.
See, I don't know. There's different types of weed, right? There's indica, which they call indicouch, which probably makes you a little bit more lazy, right? Here's my opinion. I think if you're a common smoker, an everyday smoker, your body kind of gets used to it. And then you kind of go on with your everyday life.
Yeah.
Like somebody who doesn't, like they're going to smoke and they're not going to be motivated. I don't see that happening.
Well, yeah.
I think they sit in the couch and they're like, what the hell is going on? This is weird, man.
Like for me, I go to the moon and I sit on the couch and just eat everything in sight. That's
because there's no other option. You're just trying to figure out how not to die.
Oh, God. Little breath, Sprock. You're going to be fine, man. You're
rubbing your legs.
You're going to be fine, man.
Pacing back and forth. That's an interesting study, though.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, I mean, I know a lot of people that smoke daily, you know, a few times a week. And, you know, usually they're out playing like disc golf or hacky sacking or, you know, like outside walking in nature. So they're doing stuff. And maybe when they say exercise, maybe it's not the traditional, you know, treadmill.
People smoke weed at work, too. You know that, right?
Yeah. No.
Jobs.
Damn dirty patchouli wearing hippies. Get a job, you bums.
I mean, I'm willing to bet that, you know, some of those construction guys out there. I mean, I'm sure they smoke a lot of weed out there. They look like the weed smokers. But damn, dude, they're out there busting their ass every single day, sweating.
Well, you got to pay for the weed somehow, man. Well, think about our buddy Rick, you know, Mr. Fun Guy. That guy does more stuff every single day than I do in most weeks, for God's sakes.
Dude, he's got more motivation and ambition than I've ever seen.
It's insane. So,
like, dude, you're supposed to be slow and a little lethargic.
Come on, man.
Not at all.
How can you eat an entire bag of Funyuns and then go out and do a bunch of stuff? It's insane to me. So there you go. Lastly, from weed to booze, your backyard barbecue just got more fun. Woodworker Brian Caltu has created a giant version of the classic Hasbro game Jenga. This one's for adults, though. What he did was you have all the blocks. All right, they're little 7.5-inch blocks there. But inside of 15 of them, he drilled holes where you can put Jello shots. So if you pull one of these out and it's got the Jello shot, you got to take the Jello shot. I like this idea. However, giant, and it's big. It's not like little tiny Jenga. It's the big backyard Jenga, right? You know, those big chunks of 2x4s.
Yep.
So I feel like this is going to lead to many, many injuries because after, you know, maybe a few rounds of backyard Jello shot Jenga, you know, Uncle Bob, who's hammered drunk because he's been losing, ends up dying underneath a pile of giant Jenga blocks. I don't think it's going to end well.
Timber!
I mean,
Uncle Bob go.
Yeah, he's dead. He's underneath that pile of 2x4s.
Here's another thing. Can we replace it with something else besides a Jello shot? Has anybody ever gotten drunk off Jello shots? Not to mention, it's just a weird type of texture food. I'm not a fan of Jello shots.
I've never gotten drunk on Jello shots, but it has put me over the edge, if that makes sense. Jello shots aren't the catalyst. You know, they're not the ride, all right? They're not like the car that is taking me to the drunk destination. It's the squirrel in the road that I swerve to miss in this metaphorical world that I'm painting for it. Does that make sense? Like, here it is. Like, so metaphorically speaking, I'm driving. The driving is the drinking, okay? I'm not drinking and driving. I'm trying to paint this picture, okay? So here I am. I'm feeling good. Got this nice little cruise going as I'm getting buzzed up. And then squirrel! I swerve. That squirrel is the Jello shot that then sends me careening into the pit of drunkenness, if that makes sense.
All right. Yeah, that's a good analogy, I guess. What about Jello shots too? They never come in like just. There's never like four or five Jello shots. You always come in like 800 in a cooler.
Bro, you coming to the party? I made 9,000 Jello shots. It's gonna be epic. It's like nine. How did you make 9,000 Jello shots?
Sweet. I'm gonna puke a rainbow later. I appreciate that.
Fantastic. Well, enjoy your rainbow colored toilet stains because that's what's gonna happen. All right, there you go. That's your morning dump.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com.